Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
What is up? Jim Beaver here. Welcome to Jim Beaver's Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studios. Man, we got a fun one today. My teammate this weekend, that is right. I said my teammate, also actor, celebrity, director, producer, Dax Shepard. You know him from, man, all over the place. He's had some amazing movies, most recently Chips. But he is my guest this week on Project Action on Podcast One. I think you guys are going to really enjoy this. This is a different Dax than you get. Obviously, he's doing podcasts all the time. He actually has his own podcast. You know, you see him on TV doing interviews. He's on Kimmel. You know, all the mainstream Hollywood type stuff. But we don't really talk about Dax's hobbies much, right? Well, he loves off-roading. He loves going to the dunes. He loves Polaris Razors. And we've got him this week on Project Action talking about his hobbies. He's also talking about podcasting, Hollywood, doing interviews, and a little bit about his family and some current events and everything in between. So tons of fun with Dax Shepard, AAA guest coming at you here on Project Action. I think you're really going to enjoy this one. Thanks to all of you guys who have supported us from the beginning. Those of you that are first-time listeners, maybe tuning in just to hear Dax, please go over to iTunes and hit the subscribe button to Project Action. You can do that on my other show as well, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. We talk more motorsports over there. Project Action's all about action sports, celebrities, badasses, racing, MMA. We'll talk just about anything here as long as it's action packed. So it's been a fun ride. Obviously, we're consistently towards the top of the iTunes charts. Things seem to be doing okay, but we could use some subscriptions and those ratings and review. I get a lot of people on social media ask me, Jimmy, how do you follow me? How do I get you to follow me? And you know what? I love following fans of my shows. And you know how I know you're a fan? It is when you go to iTunes, you hit the subscribe button to Project Action or the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and you leave a rating or review. And when you leave that review, you leave your Twitter or Instagram at username in the body of the review. When I see that, I'll go, hey, they are a fan, and I'll go and follow you on either Twitter or Instagram. And those of you just, I guess, new to this, obviously my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, I've also got a new Instagram account for that, almost 200,000 followers, stoked on that. But it's at Down and Dirty Show on Instagram, so make sure and go and follow that as well. All my personal stuff, it's at JimBeaver15, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So thank you guys for the continued support, and thanks for you know, staying tuned every week. You guys are going to enjoy this one with Dax Shepard. But before we get to that, I got to tell you about a couple of our amazing partners here on Project Action on Podcast One. First off, we've got our good friends at TrueCar. You know, and if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? The same goes for invoice, list price, and dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. And you know what? All you're looking for is a price that actually means something to you. Well, introducing True Price from True Car. Now you know exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories. Before you even get to the dealership, True Car dealers will show you the true price on the cars that you want, all from the comfort of your home. And you know what? All you have to do to know your true price is a great price? Well, True Car will show you what other people paid in your area for the same exact car you want. And your certified dealers know this, so they set the true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. You know what? Everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, pay the bills, run some errands. You know what? Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that to-do list. And the good thing is you don't have to go anywhere, drop off anything, or pick anything up. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Thank you, Geico. Thank you, True Car, for your support of Project Action. And thank you guys for listening in. We're going to roll right into this interview with my good friend Dax Shepard, who is my teammate in the Polaris Razor Star Car this weekend. That's right. We've got Dax Shepard teaming with me and Jolene Van Vuit in the Polaris Razor Star Car. We're going to be racing at the UTV World Championship in Laughlin, Nevada. You can follow along our shenanigans on social media. Dax Shepard will be posting. Jolene Van Vuit will be posting. I'll be posting. Lots of videos, lots of content coming at you this week. It's going to be a ton of fun. And right now, we're going to roll right into Dax Shepard. Like to welcome my guest to the line this week, something I'm stoked to finally announce. Let the cat out of the bag, my teammate, along with Jolene Van Vuit at the UTV World Championship, Dax Shepard. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Jim, for having me on. I really appreciate your enthusiasm. It's as if you were announcing Brad Pitt or somebody really special. So thanks for digging deep and getting there for it.
No, you know, I'm really excited. Like, we've had so many personalities in this car. I mean, Jolene and I, we had Tanner Faust last year. We had Travis Pastrana. We had Antron Brown, top fuel racer at the Mint. Now we've got Dax Shepard. Like, I feel like we're getting guys from all different walks of life, and it's been such a fun project. But I think the cool thing with you is you've actually got an off-road background, man. This isn't like the first time you've ever driven something in the dirt.
No, it's not. I did have a one car for a little bit. That ended up in the movie Hit and Run. I think it saw more action in Hit and Run, actually. I stupidly thought, oh, well, once you buy that expensive car, that's it. And then I realized, oh, no, racing is endlessly expensive, and you're better off with a lot of support. So I quickly thought, oh, I will need more jobs if I want to continue to do this.
Yeah, it becomes an expensive hobby. And that's what's funny you say that, because a lot of people see, they go on the listings on the internet and they see like a trophy truck for 150 grand. They're like, well, that's cheap, you know, I mean, relatively. And, you know, and I'm like, yeah, but so that's not it. And they said, what do you mean? I can get that. And then it's like $1,500 entry fee to race, right? And I'm like, not so much. I'm like,
You're describing me. You're describing me perfectly. I was like, damn, that's an expensive car. But hey, once I got it, I can race the Baja 1000. For a couple $100, and I didn't realize it costs up to 50 grand to run that race. Or I don't know what guys are spending. You would know better than me.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't even want to attempt.
That's really what's kind of awesome about this UTV class in general, is just someone can actually race off-road, and the weight is so, you know, low that the car can handle the same course that these bigger trucks and cars can handle without, you know, tearing themselves apart as quickly.
Yeah, well, that's what's awesome. I like this one that we're racing. I mean, the Razor Star Car, it's literally, it looks like a miniature class one car. It handles like a miniature class one car. I mean, you're used to a class one car. This is literally that, just shrunk down a bit. So
not 4,500 pounds going into corners.
Yeah, not 4,500 pounds going into the corners, and you know, just a hair.
And it's based on a four seater, right? It's like a four seater chassis. That's kind of.
Yeah. So it's based on a four seat chassis, so it's stretched out, so it handles more like a class one car does, through the whoops and things like that. And you know, we just turn it into a two seat. But yeah, you've got the wheelbase that's similar, and I mean, wheel travel, suspension. I mean, shoot, we're running like 3-inch coilovers on this Star Car. Like, I mean, you look at these shocks, and you look at the shocks on a class one, and they look identical. It's kind of
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of maddening, to be honest with you. So,
well, yeah, I got to say, I had prior to last season, I had only two seater Razors. I had the 800, the 900, the 1000, and the turbo. And I switched to the four-seater just to get more bodies to Oldsmobile out in Glamis.
Yeah.
And immediately I was like, oh, this is the way to go. The ride is so smooth. But, you know, that extra wheelbase really makes a humongous difference, especially through the whoops or anything kind of high speed.
Yeah. Well, and I know you go to Glamis quite frequently. I mean, it's something that it's kind of become a family thing for you guys, right? I mean, you and your wife, she enjoys going out to the dunes as well. It's not like, hey, I'm going to go and have a guys weekend. Like, the whole family can go and enjoy it, right?
Yeah. In fact, one of these family members wants me to get her paints. Honey, I'm on the phone right now, but I can help you get paints in a few minutes, okay? Okay, I love you. Yes, so we are a big Glamis family. I'd say we're out there 3 or 4 weekends a year. We usually... We're there for Thanksgiving for sure. And my wife likes the camping aspect. She's neutral plus on off-roading, which is, that's a lot. That's as much as you can hope for.
Exactly.
She doesn't mind being out there, but she loves being in camp and cooking and decorating and doing all the stuff that happens out there. But we're both from Michigan, and we have sand dunes in Michigan, Silver Lake sand dunes, where a lot of people go in the summer. And I have pictures of me at 3 years old in my dad's truck out there. So I've always loved the dunes, but I didn't really realize that how much different Glamis is than every other place. I mean, it's hundreds of square miles of dunes, and they're just gigantic. I mean, I've been going maybe now for 6-7 years, and still never once got the slightest bit bored out there. It's just endless.
Yeah, you can get lost in a hurry if you don't know what you're doing. I know first time I went to Glamis, I was like, whoa, yeah. I got turned around, and I'm like, whoa, where am I at? Like, I'm glad I'm with people that know what's going on, because I sure don't right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My very first trip to the dunes was in that one car without paddles, following guys that grew up out there at night on a night run. And I was like, guys, I've got to keep my momentum up this hill. If I try to, you know, slow down to go over at 4,400 pounds with no paddles, we're all going to be digging all night. So, yeah, it was a real great trial by fire.
Well, something must have worked out, because you're back and you're still going. So, you know, that's
yeah. I've yet to have that helicopter pull a vehicle out from the sky.
That's definitely a good thing, man. So, yeah, we've got you coming in to race a Polaris Razor Star Car UTV World Championship. I'm super, super excited about that. I don't know. I mean,
have you guys ever won? I just want to know where to set my expectations.
You know what? With this program, it's Jolien and I, last year at the UTV Worlds, we had some journalists from ESPN riding with us. I think we took a top 10 at the UTV Worlds.
Great.
There's like 70.
She's not driving all season, right? She's just popping into races here and there.
Yeah, I think she's doing a lot of stunt work now. So I think that's keeping
her. She came to this set of chips a couple times. She's friends with a lot of my stunt coordinator and a lot of those guys.
Yeah, so she's picked up, like last year she was full-time, this year she's kind of just, when she can fit it in, because the stunt stuff is, like, she's learned. She's like, action sports doesn't quite pay the bills, but stunt work does. So
yeah, and minimally it comes with great insurance.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was her big thing. She's like, I got to get in the union so I can get my insurance. So
yeah.
Now she's in the union, she's got her insurance, but now the problem is, I think it's like the vicious cycle, right? You got to keep up enough work to stay in the union or stay on the insurance. So,
you end up, the stunt folks usually end up needing to make some hours up to keep their insurance, and they'll end up, you know, taking a job where they're stunned as they lay on the ground all day long, 'cause they've been shot by a bad guy.
whatever keeps you on it, right? I mean,
absolutely.
It's not always glorious, but it pays,
especially if you're you have the hobbies that she has.
Yeah,
yeah. Insurance is definitely necessary.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
So, Parker, you're out in Parker. Can I just say what a free for all it is out there for people who've not been?
Yeah, it's interesting.
I had no idea that a place like that existed, and we went about 8 or 9 years ago to do some boating, and right when I got there, they were unloading like a monster sand car that they were driving around on the streets. Like, you can drive, it's Road Warrior out there, right? You can drive anything you want.
Pretty much. We consider Arizona kind of like the Wild West still. Like, things are, even if it's maybe not legal, it's kind of like, well, they just turned a blind eye to it. It's like, he's being safe relatively. We'll just let it go. So,
right. You can drive razors on the road out there, right?
Yeah, they're street legal in Arizona. So it's like, I've got three or four of them, and I've got license plate on them all. And small town, like, it's just my daily driver. I just drive razors around town. Like,
it's so fun. We took a family vacation last summer to Wyoming, and I trailered up two razors, and that's the only thing we drove for 10 days. We'd go valet park it at restaurants and stuff. I mean, it was, you know, it's so fun for the kids. Like, all of a sudden they're super excited just to be driving somewhere.
Yeah, it's like my daughter, she's 9, she's got the little Razor 170, and it's like, it's free for all when she gets in that thing. Like, it's just hell on wheels, you know, but it's like been great. Like, she absolutely loves it. She looks forward to it, you know. Anytime you can get the kids out of the house nowadays, it's a good thing.
Oh yeah. My oldest daughter just turned 5, and I'm thinking it's about time for a 170. She's got the electric dirt bike that she rides, and okay. So I'm thinking now it's time.
Yeah, and they've got on the 170s, they've got the throttle adjuster. So, like, you can put
it. Oh, they do?
Yeah, so you can put it so it only goes, like, you know, 5 miles an hour. Or you can crank it
open
where it'll go, you know, 25, 30. So you can adjust it. So even if she mashes the throttle, it's only going to go 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, that would be the three-year-old setting. She's not to be trusted in those things. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, so
yeah, those things are so cool. When I was a kid, imagine when we were kids if they had something like that.
Yeah, what was it? The electric power wheels all we had when I was a kid. Like the, you know, and they went about half a mile an hour, I think. Batteries are always dead.
Yeah, that and the Odyssey, which only the rich kids in my town had.
Yeah, there was one kid in Parker that had one, and everybody salivated over that. And I've still never driven an Odyssey. It was like,
was it the 250 with the big balloon tires or a 350?
I think it was the one with the big balloon tires. And we're picking my brain from way back here, so I could be wrong on that. I just remember there was one kid with an Odyssey, and he was the envy of every kid in town.
Oh yeah, yeah. We had that same kid at my school, and he had the 350. And you were allowed to go to his house and look at it.
Yeah, that was
it. We'd all fantasize that one of us was going to get to drive it, but it was just for viewing.
Yeah, I don't know that the kid ever actually got to drive it. It might have been the dads, and the kid just said it was his because the thing was always spotless. I don't know if it ever actually left their garage, but they had it. So and everybody knew they had it. So
yeah, it's really funny because growing up, like I fetishized that Odyssey so much, and then in reality, the especially the new RS1, it's actually the thing you fantasized about. Like if you drive, I've driven one since now, like a Pilot 400, and they're certainly fun, but it's not like you can go barreling over whoops or catch tons of air in them without, you know, needing back surgery. But now. That RS1 thing is everything I dreamed that the Odyssey would be.
Yeah, and the cool thing about the RS1 is you can get into trouble in it, and it's still forgiving, so you're not going to kill yourself. Like, because you're probably like me, you get in something, and you can get in over your head, like, because, I don't know, with Razors, you just get so damn excited racing them and driving them, and it's like, but it's forgiving, you know, which is great for everybody, you know?
Yeah, at the risk of jinxing our team, I have somehow managed to never roll one in, like, now 9 years of driving them.
So I've rolled plenty of them. Jolene's rolled
plenty. Uh-huh. Oh, is it fun?
So we've done it. I think we've done enough rolling that you don't have to worry about it. So we made up your slack, so I think that we'll meet in the middle, and it's all good. So I don't think.
Well, now I can admit that I cartwheeled one at Glamis.
Oh, well, that definitely counts as a rollover if you cartwheel one.
we had hit the same jump like 25 times in a row. Everything was gorgeous. No problem. Then we're like, let's go back to camp. Hit the exact same jump we just hit 20 times. And I'm like, ooh, I'm pointing really far down. Oh, I'm going all the way over.
Well, it was like the joke was, is RJ Anderson, he did the XB1K and did the backflip in it like last year, right? And I'm like, well, how come everybody's making a big fuss over this? I said, I was on national TV in this one series, and I said, I did a double front flip in a Razor and landed on the wheels. And everybody goes, yeah, but you weren't supposed to do it. You came up short on a double. And I'm like, yeah, but I said, I still did the double front, and it still landed on its wheels. And it didn't count, though. They're not giving me credit for it, so I'm kind of disappointed.
You're not in Guinness Book of World Records.
No, they said it didn't count because it wasn't on purpose and Guinness wasn't there.
So how does the Laughlin course compare to the other tracks courses you guys have raced?
This one, I mean, Vegas Torino is just really long. It's like racing in Baja, you know. But, like, one, it gets kind of rough because we have to do so many laps of it. At the end of your stint, you'll be ready to get out of the car. I'm not going to lie. You'll be like, yeah, I'm done. It's time to get out. Which is why we're splitting up the driving, but it's fun, and especially like you get to start, and there's the Land Rush start where there's like 18 guys side by side, like a motocross start, you know. So,
oh really?
Yeah, it's like a motocross start. So you know they wave the flag, and like 18 people are barreling into a corner. So I can tell you.
So I should like rub that testosterone cream all over my chest or something right before the race.
Yeah, exactly. Beat your chest a little bit. And I'll tell you, I played. I played. I kind of played, I don't know what you'd call it. I was kind of a squirrel last year. So I was on the front line, and there was like 18 of us, and I drew like the outside of the row, and I knew I didn't have the end going into the corner. So they dropped the green, and I just hesitated a second. I let everybody go, and I just tucked in behind because I knew it was just going to be a disaster in the first corner. And guess what? It was. So I'm last going into the first corner. Everybody goes in there. They pile up. There's cars flipping over the top of each other. Dust, everything else. I pop out the other side, and I'm in like fifth out of 18. Because everybody got mangled in the first corner.
Yeah. So everyone's adrenalined up and doing their worst thinking.
Yeah, exactly. So they all just went in, and it literally looked like one of those cartoons where you see, like, all the cats in an alley, and there's, like, a big smoke, and then, like, one pops out, and the others are all just laying there. That was what happened. It was just, like, a big dust cloud in the first corner, and then there was a few that popped out.
All right. Well, that's sage advice. Maybe I'll do the, I'll play possum to you turn one.
Yeah. That's what I did. It worked out. I'm not saying it's going to be the same this way, but, I don't know. It definitely worked for me last year. So,
And is the car strictly two wheel drive?
No, it's four wheel drive. It's full time all wheel drive. We'll run it in full time four wheel drive. And,
Oh, you do. You don't. You actually race in four-wheel drive.
Yeah, we race it in four-wheel drive. It kind of spreads the load between the axles and stuff. So, especially in some of the washes, it'll get a little silty. You'll definitely want it. So, it's going to be fun. They've got like a stadium course with some big jumps. And then, and then you go out into the desert and there's some washes out there. And it's like, I think we do 10 17-mile laps. And you're going to do four. You're going to do like the first four or five, depending on how the pit strategy lays out. So, you'll get a good
solid. 68 miles I'll do.
Yeah, you'll do well. Yeah, what, 4 17 or 5 17 mile laps? You'll do like 70 to 85 ish miles in that ballpark.
Oh, this is fantastic!
Yeah, so yeah, you're gonna have some seat time.
Well, thanks for inviting me. Yeah,
no, I'm excited, man. I'm glad it all got put together. I'm just excited to have you out in the desert and joining us in the Star Carts. Definitely gonna be some fun, man.
Me too. I'm a little nervous about traveling there all night Friday night after work, but I'm sure I can race on 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I just
right.
They switched. I've done it before, so you'll be all right. But no, they switched the time, so we start now at like 2 p.m. It used to be a morning start. They flipped our race to 2 p.m, so you'll be able to sleep in a bit on Saturday.
Oh, this is music to my ears.
Yeah, so it's not one of those where you're gonna have to get out of bed at 6 a.m. You can sleep until like 10, 11, and
oh,
watch the tracks.
Oh, then we're golden.
Yeah,
I've got no excuses now.
We should be rock solid, I think. So I gotta ask you,
great,
man, I saw recently, before we let you go, you jumped into my world of radio and podcasting, man. Tell us a little bit about you. Let's give your podcast a plug here, get you some new listeners, man. Tell us about Armchair Expert. I've listened to a few of the episodes. I'm loving it. But tell us about the podcast and where people can find out more info.
You're going to catch me with my pants down. I want to say it's armchairexpertpod.com. I think that's it, armchairexpertpod.com. And that'll take you to all the different platforms that you would normally listen to a podcast on. But, I've been a guest on a lot of different podcasts, some of these kind of longer form podcasts like Mark Maron or Nerdist. I did Anna Faris's. She's got a really big podcast. And I just love doing it so much. I just love having an extended conversation. And then the reaction I would get to being on those podcasts, as opposed to like going on, Kimmel or Conan, is you get a chance to really kind of deep dive into a topic or, your own history or emotional stuff you go through. And then the reaction that you get from that, from people, is just, really sincere and kind of moving. And I thought I would really like to do this more often. And then I, decided to do my own with very, very low expectations. And then it's turned out to, be pretty popular, which is mind blowing. And, I just love it. I have an attic above a garage and people come over and we sit there for 2 hours and talk about every conceivable topic. There's not as much motorsports as probably your listeners would want. I do think maybe I'll do some kind of separate podcast at some point to talk. Because in truth, all I do is act so that I can buy motorsport shit. That's really just a vehicle for me to get more things you put gas in. So it's my number one preoccupation. But it's great. My wife was the first guest. I thought that would be really easy. It was not really easy. But I have evolved over. I think I've done maybe 25 of them now, 10 are out. And I really dig it. I assume you do too. It's fun to just be able to sit down in real time, create content, you know?
You know, and that's what's like, I've got this show, you know, and then I also do a podcast with Podcast One, and I get to, like you said, like, this is fun. We do quick hit interviews, 15, 20 minutes long. We're running over on this one, which we'll let you go here shortly. But like, I do a podcast, and I've been able to sit down with like Sebastian Bach from Skid Row and a lot of
people
in Hollywood and, you know, music with that podcast. And you sit down with somebody for an hour and you get into some deep conversations you weren't expecting to, you know, these rabbit holes you weren't expecting to go down, but you learn so much.
Absolutely.
And you leave those in your
life. Yeah, and there's a weird intimacy to just having the headphones on and the microphone and not having a camera on people, where they, at least thus far on mine, have been far more vulnerable than I've ever seen them in other interviews. And then, of course, I'm being very vulnerable. So the whole thing, there's this kind of false anonymity to it that creates a lot of openness, which is fun. As you say, you're like hearing stuff that you're not going to hear from somebody on a press tour promoting a movie or a book. Yeah. And I think that's where the more relatable things come out.
Because
if you go on Kimmel, you know, you're basically telling your funniest story that happened to you in the last 4 months. So if I'm at home listening to it, and I'm like, oh, this guy's got a story about being stranded on Everest. I've never been to Everest. I've never been stranded. I don't really relate at all to what this person's talking about. You know, whereas the podcast, it's more just about their broader experience in life.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like you said, there's an intimacy that you don't get, you know, in other mediums, I think, other, you know, types of media. But
yeah, for sure.
Well, I know you and I could go all day. Maybe we'll have to circle back for round two at some point. But stoked to have you part of Polaris Razor Star Car, my friend. We will see you out in Laughlin, and looking forward to you know, let's say taking a top 10. Maybe that's the goal here.
Listen,
70.
I'm not allergic to standing on podiums.
All right.
Okay, that's
like
all I'm saying.
I like your style.
All right, I'll see you out there, Jim.
All right, thanks a lot, buddy.
Hello, guys. It's MMA fighter Chael Sonnen. Check out my podcast, You're Welcome, with Chael Sonnen, every Wednesday and Friday right here at Podcast One. We cover the latest in mixed martial arts and everything else going on in the world of sport. Listen free to You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts, at PodcastOne.com, and on the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
So it doesn't get much better than Dax Shepard on your podcast, right? Man, super stoked to have Dax on the line with me. We're going to be racing this weekend, the UTV World Championship and the Polaris Razor Star Car. But just a class act, A-plus personality. It'll be fun to spend the weekend with Dax out in the desert slaying some Polaris Razors. But thanks to all you guys for tuning in this week to Project Action on Podcast One from the Polaris Razor Studio. Once again, it's at JimBeaver15, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, if you want to give me a follow. Keep it in the loop. If you want to give me guest suggestions, feedback on the show, that's the place to do it. I do accept DMs on all the platforms. You can also follow my other Instagram account for my national radio show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. It's at Down and Dirty Show on Instagram. We do a bunch of motorsports racing content there, action sports. It's just a lot of cool stuff. So it's growing. We almost got 200,000 followers. So definitely worth the follow there as well. Make sure you go and subscribe to Project Action on iTunes, as well as the Down and Dirty Radio Show. And make sure and leave that Twitter, Instagram, at username in your review if you want to leave a rating or review. If you do that and you leave that Twitter, Instagram, at username, I'll see it. I'll follow you back on social media. It may take me a week. Sometimes it takes me a few days to get around to looking at them, checking them out. But I promise I will do it, and we will give you a follow on social media. But next coming couple of weeks are wild for me. Obviously, UTV World Championship, I'll be at NHRA. There in Las Vegas for the 4Wide Nationals, and I'll be out at the Long Beach Grand Prix the following weekend for IndyCar Stadium Super Trucks IMSA Formula Drift. It's going to be a wild couple of weeks for me. But anyways, any of you going to be at the events, ping me on social media. Let me know. I'd love to meet up with you guys. Love fans of the show. Love to meet you guys. I'll also be doing a live remote show from the UTV World Championship this weekend. That will be dropping on Project Action next week. We're going to have some of the biggest and best in off-road racing. We're going to be getting those interviews, and we're going to drop it into a brand new Project Action next week. So I think you guys are definitely going to enjoy that. I'm looking forward to doing it. And thank you guys for the continued support of this show and making us one of the top sports podcasts on iTunes. Very, very humbling. And thanks a lot to TrueCar Geico for their continued support of the show as well. And as always, be safe and game on.